Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, coming to you from the LRN.FM studios. We're on, I don't know, close to 200 radio stations. We're online, worldwide.
Worldwide.
We're a global phenomenon, that's right. And, we're on some satellite stations, too. The telephone number, if you'd like to join, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
Steve Classic.
Mark Edge.
We were talking with a caller named Dodger, and we'll get back to him in just a second. But before we do, I want to say thank you to Joe Schenck. Joe is tonight's amplifier. What's an amplifier, you might ask? Well, if you go visit amps.freetalklive.com, you can find out all about the amplifier program. Essentially, Joe Schenck decided he wanted to contribute to this radio program that you're listening to right now and help us get onto more radio stations to help us advertise, market, promote, and support. So he joined the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. He's given us $5 a month. That's all we ask for. You can give more. There's different levels. Joe's a silver level.
Silver.
He purportedly...
Oh, nice.
Sound effects, yeah. He purportedly enjoys the show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the wide variety of callers that we have, and enjoys the perspective of peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring. If you would like to help us, please visit amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Joe Schenck, for your contribution. All right, let's go back to the phones and back to Dodger. Dodger, when we last left our heroes, that's us here in the studio, you were regaling us or about to regale us with the tale of how you came to libertarianism.
Yeah, and, you know, I came from, I had, Barack Obama signs in my lawn in 2008. Let's just say that.
Okay. Were you able to smell what Barack was cooking?
Well, let's just say that the Hopi Changey thing, I mean...
yeah, who doesn't want that?
None of it benefited me, and then I rocked to the way the other side, and I voted for Romney in 2012.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
And
it's been a rough life.
So, I was rocking back and forth, and at either rate, I hadn't heard of Ron Paul at the time, and it's probably because at either rate, looking for confirmation bias.
Yeah.
My real reason that I'm calling into the show is to ask, essentially, have you guys ever seen the Boondock Saints?
I've heard of it, but no, I haven't watched
this.
Essentially, the tale is of two Catholic brothers that are just so similar that, like, as they're walking away from it, they light their cigarettes at the same time. Like, everything is intertwined.
Okay.
So that's kind of me and my brother, and so we live together.
Right.
I mean, it just kind of makes sense. And he is so anti-political, I suggested, because we're tired of paying rent, I'm like, hey, let's look at New Hampshire. I'm kind of somebody.
You still pay rent in New Hampshire, just so you know.
What was that?
You still pay rent in New Hampshire.
Oh,
it's not a utopia.
No, but I want to get out of the world's largest mitten. I mean, I'm trying to get out of here. And so what made me think about this is because he is so anti-political. He doesn't pay attention. He'll look at something and he'll just be like, that isn't right.
Well, it's entirely possible, Dodger, that your brother is an anarchist.
I'm fairly certain of it. I know I am. And let's just say I mentioned going to visit this next summer. Mm-hmm. I said, well, there happens to be two festivals, and I described the two festivals, and he said, well, I think that I'd rather go to the Fork one. He says that the other one just doesn't sound like it would be as much fun. So herein lies my question for the panel of three. Can somebody be so much of a libertarian that they don't realize that they're even a libertarian?
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think that what I would say is that libertarianism is a moral stance, and if you believe that problems should be solved between people through peaceful and voluntary means, then we're working on the same wavelength, and most people do. And then if you're not entertained by the back and forth between the two rival red and blue gangs, all the better.
Right, pick the yellow gang. Well, I say to a lot of my friends that you could either be a libertarian by party or by philosophy.
Right.
And, I don't know if it's a large L or small L.
Generally, that's how they're classed. Yeah, if you're as a party libertarian, that's the capital L, and a philosophy libertarian is a lowercase.
Well, essentially, one of the biggest things is he says that he doesn't want to have a label.
I was just going to say,
lots of libertarians say that.
Your brother sounds like a guy that I know, who's an amazing guitarist. He does some musical work and that kind of thing. And, much like everybody, he's online on the social media platforms. And recently he posted a thing that was all super critical of the government and that kind of thing. And somebody piped in and was like, man, you are a closet libertarian. You just, you are a libertarian, and and that was his response was the same as Dodger's brother. He was like, I just don't want to have that label attached to me.
Like, he doesn't want to have any label attached to him,
right.
Which, at either rate, we're coming to, I convinced them that we're coming to New Hampshire this next June.
Nice.
We're going to come visit. I mean, I feel you guys are family because, Free Talk Live is, Glenn Beck and Neil Bortz kind of shoved me in the right direction.
That's the path.
Right. Or Rush Limbaugh used to be like the gateway drug to more knowledge about things political or freedom minded.
Judge Napolitano.
I yell at Rush all the time. Right. I used to yell at Rush all the time on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, people have come to Free Talk Live through Alex Jones, through a variety of different either speakers or writers who've made them question their existing paradigm. And once you start doing that, it's hard to stop.
Well, this isn't political for me. It's a way of life. The non-aggression principle is just the way I live my life.
That makes you a philosophical libertarian.
And, it's not political to me. I mean, if it has to become political, I guess it has to, but that's what Free Talk Live has taught me.
Hey, Dodger, we appreciate the call, man. Take care. He is spot on. It is a way of life. The philosophy part of it is just, the non-aggression principle is a good idea. I'm going to live my life according to that as much as I can. And poof, You're a philosophical libertarian.
But the government gang doesn't want you doing that. So that's how you have to become political.
Ironically, libertarian becomes anti-political. Once you think about it long enough.
Right. I don't want to join their gang.
Different people go different ways. But yeah, it's just a moral philosophy.
Yeah,
to start
free, you're free.
603-283-6160. Still to come, more of the, what were they? The
14 totalitarian
signs. And something about it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You boys.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Mark Edge.
Our previous caller mentioned it, but ForkFest 2023 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. In 2023, we're going back to where it all started the weekend before ForkFest. That's right, ForkFest is now the pre-funk, the before Porcupine Freedom Festival part. It is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room at Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us, forkfest.party. All right. I want to get back to the remaining six of the 14 signs of totalitarianism. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Bitchin', just bitchin', thank you.
All right.
Is that it? That's all you got?
How are all the haters doing tonight?
Are we the haters?
Haters gonna hate, lovers gonna love. None of the above.
You're three of the best amongst thousands of others, Mark.
Okay.
Well, actually, two. Mark isn't that much of a hater. Actually, Mark doesn't qualify. Mark, you are disqualified as a hater.
All right.
So don't try to claim hater status. You tricked me. I almost lumped you in with the.
It seems to me you were the one assigning hater status, so
you get to decide.
No. I'm not assigning. I'm just observing. There's a difference.
You're like Schrodinger's hater?
I don't really follow that, but I'll just play along. Yes, exactly.
There's no hate until you lift the box up of the from the hater and reveal that there's a hater inside the box?
Hey, now I'm starting to follow you. Yes, that's a very good analogy. I like that one, Captain.
It could go either way with every call I would suppose, right?
It could.
Yes, it could.
Schrodinger's hate.
Schrodinger's hate.
Many universes in the free talk live world.
That'd be a good band name. Universes. Schrodinger's hate.
That's good.
Schrodinger's hate.
Were you calling for a reason, David?
Government. Part of government, that's not what I was calling about, but it just occurred to me, government, is that because they make a mint of money?
They seem to.
They certainly control the minting.
They have
money.
A very profitable little grift that they
racket.
Run.
Yeah.
Racket.
Bank.
Yeah, they're completely illegal. I was let me rip on that. I was gonna rip on Judge John J. Zamora. John J. Romero. They're New Mexicans. All like Zamora, Romero. I mean, what's the difference between a Zamora and a Romero? Not much, really.
Well, it is New Mexico, right?
Pardon?
It's New Mexico, right?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Yes, Mark. But although it does behave like old Mexico, hence the...
It's run by cartels?
Yes, there are cartels here. There are bodies every morning. Every morning you wake up and there are bodies on the street of Albuquerque, and many of them, in fact, I would argue that most of them are killed as a result of the existence of the cartels. In New Mexico as well as in old New Mexico.
Okay.
But the elite enclave, I stole that phrase from one of them, one of the northern New Mexicaners or whatever they're called, that claim to be part of the quote-unquote elite enclave. And I cited that article from GenerationJustice.org. One further point I wanted to make on that is it was notable that Judge John J. Romero Jr., never held, aside from working in a department store when he was young, after that, for the entirety of his 40-year career or whatever it was, never held a job in the private sector. Well, I'm sorry, he was an attorney on his own for a while, but apparently that didn't pay well enough or wasn't secure enough because he did that for a number of years and then went back into government work again. And my point is...
Yes, please, get your point.
Mexico, try searching, try finding something that interests you besides Mother Nature in New Mexico. There is, like, no industry for people to have decent careers. It's all just service industry and agriculture. And agriculture is a good career, although it doesn't necessarily pay the best in a lot of cases. But other than Mother Nature, tourism, service industry, there are no real high-quality jobs in New Mexico. Of course, there besides government,
right.
Of course, there is the medical industry, but the medical industry nowadays is basically government.
So I realize you live there, but I've spent some time in New Mexico,
this
in my
is
opinion.
No living, sir. This is existing.
And I don't disagree with your assessment. I will say New Mexico sucks. And not that I mean that, like, it's a crappy state. It's that, too. But it's the desert. The desert, by nature, sucks the life out of every living thing that it possibly can. And so that's where you're at. And so, yes, the desert literally sucks.
So it sucks to be me, huh?
It sure does. Thanks for the call, David. 603-283-6160.
You know, I've heard great things about hiking in New Mexico, but he's right. The only thing I've ever heard about New Mexico is nature.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't. But if you don't like a place, you should find another place. Don't live in a place that makes you unhappy.
Right.
Sorry, what did Sam Kinison say about deserts?
We've
got deserts in America, but we don't live in them.
Yeah. I recently watched some Sam Kinison, R.I.P. That guy was great.
Yeah.
Comedian. He's like the announcer for soccer.
Maybe not. Let's get back to these 14 signs of totalitarianism. We're down to number 6, rights. Financial, legal, and civil are contingent on compliance. I think we covered that one.
Yes. Right?
Number 5, state police protect the regime, not the people.
That's right. Back the blue.
This has been the case since I've been alive, near as I can tell. Right? I didn't really pay much attention to police or state police and, you know, kind of what they did and how they went about it. But looking back and reading through, you know, sort of history of cases and stuff that government was doing and people were doing, it seems to me that this has been the case since I've been alive, that the police protect the government, not the people.
Well, so a sheriff generally is an elected position. And the presumption, if we have free and fair elections, I don't know. But if we do, enough people in a given geographic area must be happy with the policing services that they're getting. I mean, the sheriff could be used against, municipal police. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying that's what people want, is the police do protect state power, and that's apparently what enough people want.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. Ahead of the January 6th House Committee, expected to hold their final public hearing on Monday, former President Donald Trump took to his Truth Social platform to call those investigating the attack on the Capitol, quote, thugs and scoundrels. The White House COVID response coordinator is urging people to get their updated booster shots. Dr. Ashish Jha told ABC's This Week that 90% of the country is still seeing a rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is concerned that a flood of migrants will arrive from the border as soon as Title 42 expires this week. Argentina won the 2022 World Cup, a riveting match on Sunday with France that ended in penalty kicks. Many fans are calling it one of the greatest soccer matches ever played. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Band in there somewhere that was back with the attack.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. It was obscure.
They were a bad 80s band.
They were, yeah.
That's why I don't remember.
Yeah. At any rate, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Mark Edge.
We've been talking about the 14 signs of totalitarianism. We did define totalitarianism earlier, which is basically state evil. But I don't know if that's an accurate definition, but that's the summary of the definition.
Are we into the top three here?
We are actually top four now.
Top four, top four, top four.
So number four on the top four signs of totalitarianism.
Can we get a number four?
Thanks, Steve. Power is exerted to quash dissent.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen that?
Well, certainly the January 6th thing, you know, it seems like, look, and I don't, I guess what I think is funny about the January 6th thing is that you could look at this as an attack on American democracy, or you could look at it as an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building.
Right,
right?
When it was closed. By like old men with canes, right? Like, and not using the canes as weapons, but like using them to like get up the stairs to get into the building. Right? Just, I watched it live on a couple of different, like I had one screen with one YouTube channel, another screen with another YouTube channel. And it was one of the most entertaining things I've seen, not from, like, a drama perspective, like, oh, my God, Insuray. It was like, oh, this is hilarious. This is just like,
the cops were letting them in.
Regular. There was a man in a buffalo outfit.
Yeah.
They had taken over the Speaker of the House. Thank God. I mean, and the way that the politicians of this country were cowering before the people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This was it. This is it. This is the people. And they've now gotten into the House. They're a little upset.
Right. They're redressing their government, right?
A government set up on revolution.
Yep.
You know, is terrified of a new one.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, we learned it by watching you. I can think of another way power was exerted to quash dissent, and that would be the March 16th raid of the Free Talk Live studios. Now, I realize they say it's about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I think that's hogwash. I think that they know that we are perhaps the dissenting radio voice. I don't know that there's any other radio program that does what we do here at Free Talk Live. So that, to me, you know, was an exertion of power to quash dissent. You know, Ian Freeman being, you know, the spokesperson, if you will, for Free Talk Live.
Certainly right? The spokesperson for dissent.
Yeah, indeed. Number three. Number three on the top three signs of totalitarianism. The legal system is co-opted by the state. Well,
The legal system and the state are synonymous.
Right. The state is the legal
system. We are to believe the judicial system. And by the way, Americans like the judicial system more than they like the executive or the legislative. It still holds a little luster. But the judicial system is clearly run by the government. What else would you call the state?
It's the third branch.
Yeah. I, again, watching this court proceeding carry out over the last 2 weeks, I'm reminded that there's no such thing as a fair trial. When Ian loses his case, he goes to prison for X number of years. Mm-hmm. When the state loses its case, nothing happens to them.
Right.
Nothing bad happens to them. If you and I gamble, and you could lose $1 million, and I can lose nothing, and I could only gain.
You would gamble all the time.
Yeah, I gamble all the time.
House always wins.
There's no, it's not a fair trial.
Yeah, there's no penalty for them getting it wrong.
If one side doesn't lose anything.
Right. Agreed.
By the way, the judges are generally prosecutors.
Yes.
Ex-prosecutors, I suppose.
And they're all attorneys at some point.
Well, most of the House representatives and senators are lawyers, right? A lot of them. I don't know what the number is.
Not in New Hampshire.
No, I'm saying in Washington, D.C. Yeah. You almost have to be a lawyer to...
Yeah, it's kind of the... And judges, too. Basically, if you're unsuccessful at running a law firm...
You become a judge.
Your next best is to go work
for
the government.
Pay off some politician to get you to be nominated as a judge.
Or some places judges are elected. But,
Yeah.
Number two. Media.
I said number two.
Several times. Does that mean it's a big ass? Number two, media is controlled.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think media is controlled, but I think that it controls itself. Well, you know, there's just the functionally, you're not getting a lot of different takes on the issue.
The mainstream media, at least, is the unofficial mouthpiece of the state.
The same type of people, in many cases, are writing the articles over and over again.
Well,
how
many of these videos have to be put together where they show the newscasters from, you know, different city after different city after different city saying the exact same words, the exact same pronunciation, the exact same delivery, the exact same phrases.
Right. It's Operation Mockingbird. They basically read the same script. It goes out as, you know, a press release from the White House, and it's, wow, all I got to do is copy and paste that, and there it is. I don't have to do any work.
It's the Rush Limbaugh gravitas bit over and over and over again. Now, I had never heard the term gravitas until, and it's not like I'm, you know, unarmed.
It sounds like a sport where people chuck gravy at each other.
Gravitas basically means something that's, you know, important. It has, you know, attracted gravity over time. It's an issue that, you know, that has import. And, you know, there's this bit where
he shows, as all you have to do is look it up on YouTube, it's all over the place, and he just shows newscaster after newscaster after newscaster saying this word that I had theretofore never heard in my life. Suddenly, everybody's saying it in the same newscast at the same time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
insurrection.
We are to not believe that there are talking points handed out by someone. No one knows who the talking points are handed out by. And I will say this, as a 20-year broadcaster, some people have asked me here and there, well, who tells you what to say? I will tell you, no one has ever attempted to hand me talking points.
Yeah, on this show, I speak for myself from, you know, my own experiences. No one is behind me. This is all 100% me.
And the callers.
And the callers.
And you can call in. The number's, you know, right there, 603-283-6160. You can call in and say what you want. We're not going to stop you. You know? Yeah, we may, you know, you're only going to be on for so long because that's how call-in radio works. But nonetheless, I've never been handed these talking points, but someone is handing someone talking points.
Yeah.
Who's the libertarian newscaster guy? Ben, his name is escaping me right now. Anyway, this guy has sort of became famous during Ron Paul.
Okay.
He began researching and doing these sorts of things, and then he spun off and did his own thing at some point.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember
but,
his name.
But his name, I don't know why I don't remember.
Use the magic rectangle.
Well, go right ahead.
Okay. See if I can do some show prep in the background here.
Right. His name is libertarian newscaster Ben.
All right, let's go.
He is, you know, this guy was, he was too low on the totem pole to really be ever, he was a beat reporter. He'd
Shapiro?
Go out and maybe I've got his first name wrong.
Ben Ferguson?
Nope. No. I must have it wrong. Anyway. He was a beat reporter, so he never got handed these talking points. I just never found anybody in the industry that got the talking points that somebody hands these to. But clearly they're out there. Clearly the media has controlled opposition in some way.
I couldn't agree with you more. And we've seen more than just your Rush Limbaugh example. There are so many examples of people putting these things together, highlighting this exact same thing where many, many people are repeating the same thing on the mainstream media. Still to come, the number one sign of
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
That's for Nikki.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Final segment of Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. We've been talking about the 14 signs of totalitarianism, and we'll get back to, we only have one more to go. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got David in Kansas. Said something about an apology you're owed or you're going to get. I don't. David, tell us.
Somebody's
what's
getting one.
David?
Hey.
David?
What happened?
I
think he's on an Obama phone, maybe.
All right, you're there, but you're cutting in and out.
Yeah, I think my phone call for some reason.
I think he's back, and he's back.
Yeah, the NSA or the FBI might be trying to limit my phone calls.
Yeah, or both.
The FBI's been keeping an eye on Twitter, so why not your phone calls?
Yeah. What's on your mind, David?
First of all, I say a big apology. I was back.
Yeah, David. That's cutting in and out.
We do appreciate your phone call, but there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Apology accepted.
Yeah, get a better phone or call from a different line or something.
Apology accepted.
Call tomorrow because you won't get through again tonight. All right, so let's circle back to the number one sign of totalitarianism. We've gone through all the other 13. Number one.
Nice.
It's a long one.
Thank you. I was waiting for the crescendo of the crash symbol, yes. Number one. Dissent is equated to violence.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Give an example.
But everything's violence now. Everything you say that disagrees with whatever the narrative is now, it's violence.
You're a domestic terrorist. If you disagree with the school board, they'll bust you.
Does that infer that there's feral terrorists?
Domestic, I suppose you could have, yeah, feral.
Domesticated, maybe?
Oh, foreign terrorists.
Feral, okay. Any other examples? Dissent is equated to violence. Like, I mean...
Well, if you don't take your shot, your grandma's going to die. You're going to kill my family if you don't get your vaccine.
Like, I haven't had anybody equate me appearing on Free Talk Live and dissenting about the state to... You're a violent man.
No, they haven't done that, but if you listen to the muggles out there when they talk, they'll essentially say that anything that disagrees with whatever my narrative is violence. And they act as though it was until they actually run up upon violence, in which case they don't know what to do with it. Like, there's so little violence in the average American's lives that disagreeing with them is violence, right?
They need an excuse to say that you're
violent. Yeah, so then, no, you know, like, pop, right in the face. Suddenly, whatever I was saying before that doesn't look like violence.
So you're talking about, like, there's terms that have come up in my life that were invented recently. One of them that I've never really understood is microaggressions.
Yeah, microaggressions.
Triggered. You're triggered.
What's a microaggression?
A microaggression is a little thing that I disagree with.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all it is?
Sarcasm?
It's just...
That's it.
Difference of opinion.
Yep.
And so how is that an aggression?
Well, they don't use the verbiage the way we do.
Okay.
Everything that I disagree with is violence. Everything I disagree with is out of the mouth of a Nazi.
You like chocolate ice cream, and I like raspberry ice cream, and we disagree, therefore raspberry ice cream is violence?
They haven't come to that point, but they're getting there.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, I mean, it boils right down to if they don't agree with you, you're a racist. It always ends with some kind of name calling.
I will, of course, post a link to this article, and you can see these 14. And there's a bit of a write up as well.
When I talk about issues, I like to keep words to their own meaning. Violence is violence, racism is racism, and disagreeing with you is disagreeing with you.
Well, you can't define a word using the word. You have to use other words to define it.
Well, you can. In so much as violence doesn't mean, you know, if you want me to define violence without using other words, but violence is violence. It's not things other than violence. It's a tautology, but tautologies are at their fundamental level a thing. Like, everybody who uses violence to describe a difference of opinion knows that that is not violence.
Okay.
They know it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is hit them in the face one time. Suddenly they're like, wow,
everybody
has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Sure, right? I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, as far as making a definition goes, like, you can't say, well, milk is milk. You have to differentiate it from something else.
What it isn't is the juice of an almond.
Right.
It isn't the juice of a coconut.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is. It isn't, you know.
Well, it is. Coconut juice is a much more accurate name than coconut milk.
Yeah, but I think the FDA is actually going after people who make almond milk because it's false advertising, that it's not really milk. I mean, that's how in the minutia they're getting with, really? Come on, it's called almond milk.
As long as it says almond above milk, I'm fine. So long as we know what we're talking about.
Buyer beware. Yeah, yeah. Look at the ingredients.
You know, they asked me, I went to get a coffee yesterday at one of these little liberal places. Everybody's wearing a mask. They asked me, what kind of milk would you like?
What kind of soy do you want?
And I said, from a cow. And he's like, I don't even need to talk to you anymore. I know what you want. You know, like I don't need to discuss anything else with this a-hole. If he's going to say from a cow, then he's, you vote Republican.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes. I did tease this article, and I just want to mention it here. This is from designboom.com. With sci-fi undertones, Hashim El-Ghali envisions the world's first artificial womb facility. They've got some photos here, and if you've ever seen The Matrix, when Neo wakes up in his little pod.
That is a giant womb facility,
This is the kind of, you know, what their vision here is. In his latest conceptual video, biotechnologist and film producer Hashim El-Ghali takes us on an unsettling yet fascinating tour inside Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility. The AI-powered fictional complex offers future parents a presumably safer alternative to natural childbirth, eliminating the often fatal complications associated with it.
Often fatal complications associated often? With natural childbirth.
Right, yeah.
That seems like an exaggeration.
According to the World Health Organization, around 300,000 women die from pregnancy complications. I don't know if that's annually. Or...
I'm sure that... As I understand it, now we're bringing in third world countries here. The United States is, infant mortality rate is quite low.
Ectolife artificial womb is designed to alleviate human suffering and reduce the chances of C-sections, writes Al Ghali. Instead of a mother pushing painfully with her body, couples are asked to push a button that, quote, births, unquote, their incubated child. The project is also designed for women who have had their uterus removed following health issues such as cancer. Since we're short on time, they also envision adding a CRISPR into the equation here.
Okay. So CRISPR is the gene modification.
Correct. So you're a man and a woman. You want to have a kid. You don't have to do it the natural way. You can just take a sperm and an egg from each of the two, put incubator
contraption,
and it will grow a baby for you in a simulated womb environment. They of course allow the parents to talk and be around and play music and all that kind of stuff into this artificial womb pod. But then they also offer CRISPR services, which is like, oh, do you have a history of mental illness? Well, let's check that gene out of there, or let's edit that gene, or a history of some other illness or some deformity.
What hair color do you want? Yeah, these kind of things.
It's just a march towards transhumanism. I mean, it's just another march towards that.
What about these? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Can we set up a Facebook page for that?
Pardon me, sir. Would you mind stepping out of your train of thought? Can I see your degree, please? Take it out of the frame. The sci-fi experience can even be provided beyond laboratory walls. Parents who prefer a more homely option can choose to install their own growth pods at home, supported by miniaturized bioreactors with long-lasting batteries, adding an extra layer of comfort and safety.
So here's my question. Have they ever actually birthed a human in this circumstance?
No, this is all hypothetical.
Okay.
Yeah. We are out of time. Thanks.
Demolition Man already predicted all this stuff.
True. Thank you, Mark, for being with us. Thank you, Steve
Kevin.
Plasek. Thank you to all of our callers. We're out of time. Everybody have a good night. Peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.